On a recent morning, I took an Uber to visit Dan Ariely, a psychologist at Duke University, and one of the world's foremost experts on lying. The inside of the car, though neat, had a strong odor of sweaty socks, and the driver, though courteous, had trouble finding her way. When we finally got there, she asked me smilingly if I would give her a 5-star rating. "Sure," I replied. Later, I gave her 3 stars. I assuaged my guilt by telling myself that it was better not to mislead thousands of Uber riders. Ariely became fascinated with dishonesty about 15 years ago. Looking through a magazine on a long-distance flight, he came across a mental aptitude test. He answered the first question and flipped to the key in the back to see if he got it right. He found himself taking a quick glance at the answer to the next question. Continuing in this vein through the entire test, Ariely, not surprisingly, scored very well. "When I finished, I thought, 'I cheated myself,' he says. 'Presumably I wanted to know how smart I am, but I also wanted to prove I'm this smart to myself.'" The experience led Ariely to develop a lifelong interest in the study of lying and other forms of dishonesty. In experiments he and his colleagues have run on college campuses and elsewhere, volunteers are given a test with 20 simple math problems. They must solve as many as they can in 5 minutes, and are paid based on how many they got right. They are told to drop the sheet into a shredder before reporting the number they solved correctly. But the sheets don't actually get shredded. A lot of volunteers lie, as it turns out. On average, volunteers report having solved 6 matrices, when it was really more like 4. The results are similar across different cultures. Most of us lie, but only a little. The question Ariely finds interesting is not why so many lie, but rather why they don't lie a lot more. Even when the amount of money offered for correct answers is raised significantly, the volunteers don't increase their level of cheating. Here we give people a chance to steal lots of money, and people cheat only a little bit. So something stops us, most of us, from not lying all the way, Ariely says. The reason, according to him, is that we want to see ourselves as honest, because we have, to some degree, internalized honesty as a value taught to us by society. Which is why, unless one is a sociopath, most of us place limits on how much we are willing to lie. How far most of us are willing to go, Ariely and others have shown, is determined by social norms arrived at through unspoken consensus, like the tacit acceptability of taking a few pencils home from the office supply cabinet.